I'd like to welcome you to Trinity Presbyterian Church this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just a few announcements regarding the life of the church as we enter our service this morning. I just want to thank you for your continued patience and flexibility as we monitor the situation regarding the pandemic and the adjustments that we're making to how we do life together here. So we thank you for wearing your masks while you're in the building here. Leaders are up front, are social distancing enough for be without masks, but we thank you for doing that, so keep an eye on that. An opportunity this afternoon down at the Solid Rock, there's going to be a book signing. Mr. Don Stenberg has written a book called Eavesdropping on Satan. It's got a good quality of good writing, and it's fairly thin. It's a good characteristic of a book. So you're going to be, what is it, 1 to 3, is that right?
1 to 3.
All right, so you can go down there and find that book and talk with them about that. So congratulations on that. It sounds good. Also, just we've made people aware, but just we praise God for the birth of John Ransom Rogers. The Rogers family reports that they're doing well and continuing to enjoy this season with the new child. All right. Well, let's be called to worship this morning using the words of Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. With that, I invite you to rise together and join with one voice to sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Send forth your Son to lead home his bride, the church, that with all the company of the redeemed, we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's join together in song. You may be seated. Called into God's holy presence, we come as a confessing people, called to confession with the following words. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the steadfast love of the Lord for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Our God is gracious and merciful. As his people, we no longer tarry in our sin, nor hide from our iniquity, nor do we deny our rebellion and waywardness. The invitation is set. We are to come freely before the throne of grace, confident that in Christ we will find mercy in our time of need. Let us confess our sins now silently before our God. O Lord, hear our prayer and forgive us our sin, that we may love and serve you all of our days. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. I would invite you all to confess our sins together using the words printed for us. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Would you please rise now to stand in the forgiveness that is ours in Jesus Christ? We stand because Christ has indeed taken our place. He became our sin, that we become his righteousness, and therefore the Lord does not deal with us according to our sin. He does not repay us for our iniquity. No, our God remains merciful and gracious towards us. He remains slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So, follower of Jesus, chide yourself no longer. Fear God's anger and wrath no more. We are united with Christ, in him washed in his atoning blood. Our transgressions are removed from us, only for his steadfast love toward us, because it is as high as the heavens above the earth. So together standing, we praise God that in Christ, whose life we are hidden, our sins are forgiven now and forevermore. Amen. Let us join together in song.
I hear the roar.
Amen. You may be seated. Turn now to the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament passage comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 4. This is our sermon text as we continue walking through the book of Daniel. Daniel 4, beginning at verse 4. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house and prospering in my palace. I saw a dream that made me afraid. As I lay in bed, the fancies and the visions of my head alarmed me. Then the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers came in, and I told them the dream, but they could not make known to me its interpretation. At last Daniel came in before me, he who was named Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told him the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and that no mystery is too difficult for you, tell me the visions of my dream that I saw and their interpretation. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was dismayed for a while, and his thoughts alarmed him. The king answered and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation alarm you. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, may the dream be for those who hate you, and its interpretation for your enemies. The tree you saw, which grew and became strong so that its top reached the heaven, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth, whose leaves were beautiful and its fruit abundant, and in which was food for all, under which beasts of the field found shade, and whose branches the birds of heaven lived. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. Your greatness has grown and reaches to heaven, and your dominion to the ends of the earth. And because the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. And let him be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till 7 periods of time pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king. It is a decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king, that you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. You shall be made to eat grass like an ox, and you shall be wet with the dew of heaven, and 7 periods of time shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men, and gives it to whom he will. Immediately the word was fulfilled against Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from among men and ate grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like birds' claws. At the end of the days I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and splendor returned to me. My counselors and my lord sought me, and I was established in my kingdom, and still more greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right, and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. The reading of God's word. Our epistle reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 21. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. The reading of God's word. As we turn to our gospel reading, I invite you to rise together in honor of Christ fulfilling all of scriptures. Our gospel reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 12. And he told them a parable, saying, the land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So was the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us profess our faith together using the words of the Te Deum. We proclaim you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to everlasting glory. Amen. You may be seated.